It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't answer the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not darn question.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
7:54 on a Friday on The Ticket. Ryan Baldwin, Zach Barnett, Bruce Levine. That means it is time for the e-break. This is brought to you by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. Three candidates. You vote on the winner. 888-787-1310. All right. Candidate number one. Even though he's on vacation, the great George Dunham finds a way to be nominated. He graciously hops on with Norm and Justin Montemayor in the afternoon for a little afternoon jub, as he is wont to do from time to time. And Norm is trying to plug the Normathon. You know, it's a great opportunity. It's a great charity. And George maybe forgets that he's still on air.
At Fields Ranch East, you're in the PGA Club at the 18th, overlooking the 18th green. You've got all your food, all your beverage, your bar service.
If you're hitting that, I'd go right over the tree.
What?
Sorry, Norm. I didn't know I was up.
Okay.
Right, go ahead.
You're going to have to play out into the fairway, Jubb, and take a shot?
Yeah. We're
okay.
Par 4, 11th at Ramrock. Hang on. Go ahead, Norm.
You get, for four people in the PGA Club.
Okay. Another great Norm what after we had the Mozart. What? That's another great, just classic Norm one. And, you know, it happens to the best of us. We think maybe we're pulled down or we jumped the gun a little bit. And obviously George trying to caddy for his golf partner there, giving him advice.
Yeah, I've done my share of radio hits, and you're out living your life. And you agree to go on the radio, and you just hope that nothing happens, and the listener doesn't notice whatever else it is that you're doing. But sometimes it's unavoidable.
Let's hear that one more time here.
At Fields Ranch East, you're in the PGA Club at the 18th, overlooking the 18th green. You've got all your food, all your beverage, your bar service.
If you're hitting that, I'd go right over the tree.
What?
Sorry, Norm. I didn't know I was up.
Okay.
Right, go ahead.
You're going to have to play out into the fairway, Jubb, and take a shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Par 4, 11th at Ramrock. Hang on. Go ahead, Norm.
You get, for four people in the PGA Club.
All right. The great George Dunham as afternoon Jubb is candidate number one. Candidate number two is the all-time leader himself, Norman Hitzkiss, back with us during the mix on Wednesday between the invasion and Norman Monty. These, you know, microphones aren't necessarily the most stable. They have a little bit of lean to them, a little bit of left to right, and Norm was deciding that during the mix, he really wanted to get this straightened out.
Not my Norm. You don't want to know.
You know, you can be away a year and a half and you realize it hasn't changed a lick.
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
No. I don't know how many times I told Norm in the 8 years that we did the show together, you don't want to know.
Truth.
Don't. Just don't
you
even
do,
worry
you,
about
you
it.
You can't unknow.
Right.
Donnie has prevented dozens of nightmares.
I just want to protect my Norman.
People do that?
I've watched that.
What is, uh-oh.
What are you doing, Norm?
Trying to fix the mic that was broken in 1971.
You can't use the Norm strength like you could on these on these mic stands.
Look at this. I mean,
it's leaning.
Well, okay, see that?
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
A one-finger push, and you break the mic.
Oh, you can do that with her.
Okay. It's,
down goes the mic.
This is the fumble. Let the fumble spin on the ground. For
no,
a
I'm
going to
AO that
jump.
Thing. Let it hit me and lose the game.
That's just the one. It'll be fine.
Gosh.
All right, so you can hear the build-up to him actually moving the mic around as he's, you know, you move it around a little bit. It's fidgety. You can kind of hear that sometimes when we move the mic. I don't think I've ever tried to just completely do my own repairs. We usually have an engineer or somebody that can come in and work on that in between segments. not live on air with the microphone on.
Yeah, Norm is laser focused on whatever it is he wants to do in that moment, and that's created some great e-breaks. And this one is like the thought of, should I maybe wait until the break to fix this mic? No, I need to fix it right this second. And the on-air product is second. Let me fix my microphone. That's first.
I'm just impressed that after coming out of retirement to join us, that Norm gets right back into the e-break hunt.
He's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's not worried about stretching or pulling a muscle. He's jumping right back onto the treadmill at 10.0 on the e-breaks, and I salute him.
Let's hear that one back one more time as well.
Not my Norm. You don't want to know.
You know, you can be away a year and a half and you realize it hasn't changed a lick.
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
No. I don't know how many times I told Norm in the 8 years that we did the show together, you don't want to know.
Truth.
Don't worry about it.
You can't unknow.
Right.
Donnie has prevented dozens of nightmares.
I just want to protect my Norman.
People do that?
I've watched that.
What
are you doing, Norm?
Trying to fix the mic that was broken in 1971.
You can't use the Norm strength like you could on these on these mic stands.
Look at this. I mean,
it's leaning.
Well, I see that.
Oh, boy.
What are you doing? A one-finger push and you break the mic.
Oh, you can do that with her.
Okay.
Down goes the mic.
This is the fumble. Let the fumble spin on the ground for a little bit.
No, I'm going to AO that thing. Let it hit me and lose the game.
It's just the one. It'll be fine.
Gosh.
There you have it. Norm, candidate number two. Candidate number three. This comes to us yesterday from what was Hardline Junior the past few days. It was DJ Lando and Dave. Dave now out on vacation after Wednesday.
I like to call this version of the Hardline without Bob, without Dave, without Corby, Hardline Unchaperoned.
Yes, they are the up and coming afternoon boys. And Kevin Landrum, my fellow Tickerman, I want to hear more Lando because, you know, us Ticker guys got to stick together. More Lando, especially after this unfortunate phrasing where he nailed the three and then put up the three goggles just to add the extra emphasis.
Unfortunately, he was the victim of a jacking.
Of a what?
A carjacking.
Oh, okay. I don't know how you can be a victim if... And the other thing.
Jack this guy.
It could go different ways. This went in a very negative way.
I mean, there's unwanted jackings, like if your car gets stolen.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta sometimes ask the next question. You know, what exactly do you mean? Before I agree or turn down said jacking. This is a carjacking in this case, as someone stole this guy's car and didn't have the resources himself to replace it. His community there at the elementary school got word of this because he was having trouble getting to work on time because
he didn't have a car.
He got carjacked. And not in a good way.
Or maybe he was sleepy after the jacking. No? Okay. Carry on.
Just way too far.
We gotta do the show for families out there.
Yeah. It was a story about an elementary school.
But
come on.
He thinks it's funny, so.
Boy, he's tickled over there. He's got tomato head over there. He's laughing his buns off. Well, the thing is, his school rallied around him. Students.
In Lando's defense, DJ 100% was leaning into setting him up for that one.
Yeah, they made 8 jokes before that, but the 9th one was too far.
He didn't need to go back to it, though. That and then just sitting back there admiring your shot, not even getting back on air. He just does the, is this thing on here? And watches that one go straight into the bucket. Kevin Landrum, just putting up the three goggles.
He will go tomato-faced on you when he gets to laughing.
Especially when he was holding it in, because he either turned on off the mic or was desperately trying to hold back his laughter after such a childish remark.
I've seen him go tomato-faced after childish remarks many a Saturday.
On college football tailgate. Okay, so there's your three. You have Afternoon Jub.
Do we need to replay that one?
It's a little long.
Okay,
I think everybody got it. And it's a very sensitive topic.
Okay. Just wanted to, for the sake of equal time,
I don't want to give that one equal time.
Fair enough.
Afternoon Jub, Norm, Orlando. Those are your three candidates, 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Bagger, Vance, Dunham, and Hooter Brown.
Thank you for your vote. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hey, Baldy, it's Cruz and Lido.
Oh, hey, Cruz, what's up?
Hey, you missed a couple of sports birthdays there, pal.
Uh-oh, which ones did I miss?
Junior Miller, the ticket's own.
Oh, my. Oh, okay, just go to break now. Segment's over. I'm done. I'm out. It's all over.
And also, happy birthday to Mike Ducey, Fox 4.
Well, they do share a birthday. I'm a fake newsman.
I would like to vote for Jubb.
Thank you, Cruz, for outing me in front of the entire Metroplex and my morning leaders. Appreciate you. I will go ahead and end it. I have failed you, and I will leave you alone now. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, hi, Coco.
Coco loves to want talk fake newsers.
Okay, well, we're here. What do you have, Coco?
Coco consult Bubbles, Michael Jackson's former chimp, for vote today. And Coco vote for great eight, Norm.
Okay, thank you for your vote. Yeah, thank you. And tell Bubbles hi from lower. Are they both in lower heaven? I guess
Bubbles
so.
Is definitely in lower heaven.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
What up?
Not much. Up with you.
Not much. Is this the Muser Losers?
Yeah, sure. I prefer winging it or foul play, but sure.
Okay. What are we doing here?
You have a vote?
We've been asking ourselves that same question since Wednesday.
Yeah. Give me Norman Adolph Hitchkiss.
Thank you. I'm sure he appreciates that as well. Hello. You are on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream. Who wins the e-break?
Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss.
That is a responsible vote right there. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, Norm 3, Jub 2, Lando bringing up the rear with none so far. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey there, Jordan Spieth. Appreciate you letting me caddy for you. Hit it over that tree right there.
Okay, that is a George Dunham vote. Thank you. All right, you are on the air. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, chaps. This is the fake Jason Robertson, and I'd like to vote for George.
That is Jason Robertson, the fake Jason Robertson. Okay.
It's our own e-break within an e-break.
Bruce, have you ever heard Jason Robertson speak like that?
Never.
Never?
Never.
So you're saying that may not have been the real Jason Robertson?
I don't think it was. You know, Zach, you might want to cut down on the Bloody Marys there. You're spilling stuff all over the place.
I almost just ruined our Lee Harvey bobblehead.
Oh, my gosh. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Sorry, guys. I'm really sleepy. I just had my stretch limousine jacked until my radiator hose busted. Don't know if I can make a vote today or not.
I think you just did vote. Appreciate that one. That one goes to Lando. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Bye, boys. Vladimir Hitchkiss.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure I'll pass that along to him. He'll be happy to hear from you. Hello, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Norm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner with that responsible vote. The Great One is back at it again.
Not my Norm. You don't want to know.
You know, you can be away a year and a half and you realize it hasn't changed a lick.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't know how many times I told Norm in the 8 years that we did the show together. You don't want to know.
Truth.
Don't. Just don't
you
even
do,
worry
you,
about
you
it.
You can't unknow.
Right.
Donnie has prevented dozens of nightmares.
I just want to protect my Norman.
People do that.
Watch that.
What is. Uh-oh.
What are you doing, Norm?
Trying to fix the mic that was broken in 1971.
You can't use the Norm strength like you could on these on these mic stands.
Look at this. I mean,
it's leaning.
Oh boy! A one finger push and you break the mic.
Oh, you can do that with her.
Okay. It's,
down goes the mic.
This is the fumble. Let the fumble spin on the ground for
I'm gonna AO that thing. Let it hit me and lose the game.
That's just the one. It'll be fine.
Gosh.
All right, the all-time leader extends his lead. Dylan, you have the standings in there. What is he up to now?
That is 138 for Norman, one finger push Hitzkiss.
Wow, 138 for the all-time leader in e-break history. Just adding on to his legacy every time he comes in.